if you ever.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
We're about leaving. About leaving me behind.
Why are you leaving me behind?
Hey, my baby, won't you bring it on home?
Okay.
I'll bring it up. Your
okay,
sweet
I'll...
loving.
Yeah. Come home.
Bring it on home to me. Back where you ought to be.
That's what I'm talking about. Right there.
Bring it home.
Sometimes you just gotta let it breathe.
If you ever.
I may not be as smooth as Big Al, but I know when to let it breathe. 303-831-1340 if you want to get in on the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Chi-Chi Portero gone. Big Fuzz gone. He'll be in later. Got to come up with a nickname for you, David. We'll figure it out. Just me and him running this ship. All we're really doing is waiting until college football starts tomorrow.
Nothing wrong with that.
My wife is like, oh, we're going to both be home for Saturday. What are we going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to sit right about here on my couch, and I'm going to turn on the television with my remote control at 12:30 a.m. or 12:30 p.m. Actually, more like probably like 11:30 because you want to get game day in. So you want to get some game day, you know, really all you need is about that first like 20 minutes of game, like the last 20 minutes of game day where they do all the picks and then Luke Corso goes crazy and whatever. And then, so CU and OSU, that's Oregon State for people this side of the Mississippi, they are playing the first game. So CSU's first ever game in their first stadium. It'll be the first game of the season. They moved it up to do that. Favored against a Power 5 Pac-12 team. I mean, they should be good. I mean, they should look good. The problem is that Pac-12 teams are just better. And that's, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, there's facts or facts. CU learned a big lesson about moving to the Pac-12 when they were getting swamped by bottom feeders because they just had better athletes or different type athletes. See, when you were playing in the Big 12, and this is before they got all like aired out pass happy, but when you were playing in the Big 12, you wanted to run the ball because it was cold. So you had things like the wishbone. And you had things like the eye bone and these, you know, where you weren't throwing it a lot of times. You were running the ball. Because if you have the best athletes, it doesn't matter what the other team's going to play for defense. You just run it at them and you run them all over and then you score a touchdown. I mean, that's what Alabama's been doing for the last 10 years. You know, that's kind of what the philosophy is. And then you go out to Southern California where, okay, you know, well, no, we like to actually pass the ball around a little bit. You know, we like to, a lot of trick offenses. Why? Because we have great weather all the time here in California. And now Arizona gets a little hot and sometimes it can be a little cold. Up in Washington, we get that. You know, but we're, you know, so we're going to go and run everything. Plus, we're faster than you and we're taller than you. I mean, it was an eye-opening experience for CU to go into the Pac-12. They didn't realize it. And Oregon State is sort of one of the have-nots of the Pac-12 in football. They've had some really good teams, but for the most part, they have not had a lot of success. They've pretty much been overshadowed by Oregon in that league. I mean, they're better. I mean, they're more noted for their basketball, and not just because they had, Obama's brother-in-law, who I thought should not have been fired as coach there, but was. Can't remember what his name is. He's coaching somewhere else. He's in the front office, actually, in an NBA team. So he landed on his feet. But But CSU needs to be wary here because they are going to be pumped up, and they are going to they've been practicing for Oregon State all summer. They see what they want to do. They're really coming in ready to do this. I think Oregon State's going to give them a game. I think this is going to be a hard-fought game, and I think CSU fans, I believe you're going to win this game. But I think it's going to be much more difficult than you think, and I think you're going to see that your offense is going to be good, but not unstoppable. Now, I hope I'm wrong. Like, that would be very cool to see CSU just go out and air it out against Oregon State and beat them 45-0. If CSU beats Oregon State 45-0 tomorrow, that'll be considered the second greatest win in the history of the team.
What would be the first greatest win?
The first greatest win was when they went into Arizona. So they went down to Arizona. This is when, are you old enough to remember Desert Swarm by any chance? So anyway, this is for people over 30. So Arizona had a really good defense, and they called themselves the Desert Swarm. Why? Because one guy would get there, and then all of them would get there. And they were a really, really, really good defense. And I believe they were, if not number one in the country, I believe they were top five. And CSU went in there and beat them in 1994.
That's when I was born.
And okay, so the date, when's your birthday? August 3rd?
No, not August 3rd.
Okay, so this was 1994 when Arizona Wildcats were ranked sixth in the country, and CSU was going in for a payday. I mean, they were going in for a payday, and it was a night game, and it was all set for them. And all of a sudden, they just could. I don't know what happened. Like I remember, but I don't remember so much about what happened. But I just remember that they beat them. They beat them. And that was the first time you saw burning couches in CSU. That was the first time you saw burning couches at least in my lifetime. And my lifetime goes further back than 1994. If they go 45-0 on Oregon State, that'll be the second greatest upset of all time. They're a favored team, but they're only favored by 4, 3.5. It's going to be a humdinger of a game. And I'm looking forward to it. So that's the first game on the schedule. You know, I mean, then I could take my kid to the pool or something, to the park in the morning. Then I sit down, I get to watch that game, CSU Oregon State. Then I'll have to take my kid out somewhere else, my kid somewhere else for a while. But at least I'll be able to come back in just in time to see old Mr. Florida State in Alabama.
That's going to be a good one.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a good game. The problem is, I said, the only thing I'm worried about that game is last year I remember saying, oh, man, USC at Alabama, that's going to be a really good game. And then
there wasn't.
It was, oh, my God, USC got plastered, which is amazing because if they had put in Sam Darnold earlier in the year instead of the other guy, like they put Sam Darnold in halfway through CU game and CU was kicking their butts. And then the next thing you know, this guy's in, comes in, makes his first meaningful appearance, and leads them to victory. It was crazy. I think they would have been once they had him in, they were a much better team. And I think I would have liked to have seen that game again. I would have liked to have seen that Alabama-USC game again, but they'd lost too many games early. But I don't think Florida State is like that. I think Florida State, they've won a national title only like 3 years ago. I mean, so 3 years ago, they won a national title-ish, sort of. You know, Jameis Winston might have heard the guy. You know, and so when you win a title, you sort of reload, and you may not win it every year, but you're going to be good. And when you're down at Florida State, you understand Alabama. Like, if you live in the South, you understand Alabama, and you understand you all went to school together. I mean, all of you went to school together. There's, you know, there's a very close-knit community of football players in the South. I mean, you know each other. You have teammates that go all over the place. That, my friends, that is what I am looking forward to. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's some fight, too. But you know, fight-ish? Can we call it a fight-ish?
A circus. I prefer to call it a circus.
All right, we'll call it a circus. We'll talk about that after this.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports. From 1510 to 1340.